Or did they? Janine Cowan believes she's been haunted since college. The ghost she calls Matthew, a good biblical name, chosen in the hopes it would keep him on his best behavior, explained Ms. Cowan, who is 26, has historically made his presence known in her Nashville home through the sounds of someone running up and down the staircase at night. The noises are not like a house settling or like our cat walking around, said her husband, Will Cohen, a 31-year-old accountant. It's very clearly out to get attention. Around the same time the couple began to self-isolate in March, Mr. Cohen started to use their guest bathrooms so that his wife, a home health nurse who has been picking up more night shifts during the pandemic, could sleep in without the sounds of his morning routine disturbing her. He has found that Matthew, who both spouses agree prefers Mrs. Cowan, doesn't seem to appreciate these changes. On three separate occasions, while showering in the guest bath, Mr. Cowan has been unexpectedly blasted with cold water. But it wasn't just a quirk of the plumbing. Every time, he said, he reached out to find that the hot water nozzle had been turned off. Madison Hill, age 24, is riding out the pandemic with her boyfriend in her apartment in Florence, Italy. Ms. Hill, a writer and teacher originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, had always had her suspicions about her home, particularly the bathroom. There was the sense that someone was watching her, door slamming, towels mysteriously on the floor. A few weeks into quarantine, she woke up to find something on her nightstand that did not belong there. It was a camera lens, one she brought from the United States but lost when she moved in. She had long given up on ever finding it, but here it was.